Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking genomics with rancher Donald Brown in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Council in the state of Oklahoma operates on a fiscal year. You've set your budget for this new fiscal year that started back on the 1st of October. Tell me about the priorities.
Absolutely. We are excited about this year's plan of work because we believe it delivers on all three of our strategic priorities, including growing consumer trust, improving beef's value proposition, and enhancing global exports.
Tell me about the numbers.
Well, we're going to be investing $1.74 million this year. We approve programs that will fund initiatives in national and state digital marketing promotions, international efforts in Japan, South Korea, and Africa, our continued efforts in health professional outreach and ag literacy, Beef for the Classroom, and the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. But it also includes a new sports marketing program in Oklahoma with more news to come, and a new program with the Oklahoma Youth Expo for the Youth for Quality Care of Animals.
To learn more, you can go to oklabeef.org and click on Cattleman's Corner. Donald Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch out of Throckmorton, Texas. Pleased to have him joining us today. And I wanted to talk with Donald about one of those things that's changing the cattle industry tremendously these days, genomics.
You know, I've talked a little bit about the genomics that are happening and continue just to almost explode day by day as far as the information that's available, how people can make use of that information. What really has impressed you about this EPD revolution, the genomic revolution?
It is a revolution. I like the words that you use there, Ron, because I have been a guru. Guru's not the word. I've been a proponent and a passionate about using the most sound science available to make the best genetic decisions that we can. Today, our tools are way more powerful. And when we have now single-step genomic methodology, and all that really means is that we're using DNA plus all the information that we had before to better analyze our cattle. I look at it like this. If I've got a bull, I used him last year on heifers. I need a Cavanese bull. Used him last year on heifers, had 20 calves, didn't have to touch one. Loved it. This next year, I've got two choices. Do I use that bull again, or do I use a virgin bull that's never had a calf? Well, I hadn't found anybody yet that wouldn't say, I'm going to use the one that's got proof of 20 calves that got along good. The DNA test and that genomic enhancement of the EPDs gives us about that amount of confidence about a full calf crop's worth of increased accuracy of those EPDs. And man, we can more accurately select cattle that fit the needs that each producer needs.
As you talk with your customers, the folks that are buying bulls from you, what are you hearing from them and what are you recommending to them regarding the information that's most valuable?
What we're trying to do is simplify. There's a mountain of information. So what we're trying to do is simplify and put it into really five economically relevant traits. To me, we can boil all the information down into five economically relevant traits. That's calvinges, growth, carcass traits, maternal or reproductive traits, all right, heifer pregnancy, stayability, maternal calvinges, those traits, and efficiency. We're feed efficiency testing every replacement female. We're feed efficiency almost every bull that goes through our sale. That's the next great frontier, in my opinion. But if we boil all of the traits down to those five, we put a star rating system together, and we print all the EPDs and use the percentile ranks, which I'm a big fan of the percentile ranks because we can all relate to somewhere between 1 and 100, and this is how he ranks compared to all the other animals. But the star rating of those five economically relevant traits as just a Cliff's Notes version to say, if I need a growth bull, I want a five-star growth bull. If I need a bull to make replacement females or calvinies, you know, you can kind of pick those that we need. And I think that's where we're headed in the future is simplification of the mountain of information.
And you were saying that there's some newer, even cutting-edge type technology that's going to help fine-tune how we use EPDs, the genomics.
Absolutely. So International Genetic Solutions is a company based in Bozeman, Montana, that does all of the genetic evaluation for Simmental, Red Angus, Gelvey, Limousine, and Shorthorn. All those EPDs are comparable across breed, and each breed used to, each one of those paid, you know, five different times to have that genetic evaluation. Now, all those organizations have pooled their resources and said, hey, why don't we do that? We're stronger together. And now with the BOLT technology, B-O-L-T, that Bruce Golden and his team have put together with Dorian Garrick. It is the most revolutionary change to genetic prediction, to EPDs, that gives us more information, more accurate information to pick the cattle that do what we want them to do. I think it's wonderful. You know, I look at it like these dating sites. You know, we look at cattle and we kind of like dating at the bar when we were young. You know, you depended a lot of it on looks. And now they've got these eharmonies.com where you get a whole resume that a lot more information about them. And you know, as a spouse, I know I'm glad I knew a lot more about my wife, and I'm thankful that we've been married now 27 years. I want to select my bulls with the same intensity I did my wife. I want to know as much about them as I can, because it's about doing all things well that gives us the cattle that make us the most money and a spouse that creates the most lifelong happiness.
Seed stock producer and rancher Donald Brown. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.